Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We have Coach Wannstedt here in studio. We're talking about the Bears. Do we know, Dave, if the offense is better now than the defense? If they're a defensive-driven team, they obviously brought in a punter, and it was very funny because the quarterback sent them a text saying, well, you're not going to punt much, and that's fun. But that kid is – I've never seen a punter like him.
I felt they
needed to upgrade the punter, but I didn't know they were going to bring in the best punter. He might be the best punter in the league immediately. That's how good he's
been. And you know what tops it off? We know all of his numbers, his hang time. We used to say defensively, when we were good, and the Bears are a top defense, let's give them credit for that, that if we could get the opponent's offense to start inside the 10-yard line, it was points for us. Because you got to understand, when a play caller is calling the plays at the 20 as compared to the 10, it's completely different. They are. You don't want to throw the ball inside because they're probably going to have an extra safety up there for the run. And if the safety is going to be, you bring one up, you put one in the middle. So when you're coming off the goal line, if you see teams, majority of teams will throw the ball outside if you're going to throw it, and you're nervous. You know what I mean? So the point is that if this guy had 32 punts that were going inside the 20, and 29 and a 32 were fair caught.
How hard of a sell do you think that was for Ryan Poles, though? Even though all those things are true, you're in the fourth round, you still haven't gotten your edge rusher at that point of the draft. And I think that it took some nerve, actually, to step up and to do that. How many people do you think he had to convince in that draft room?
I think there was one factor. There would be with me. If you don't take a Mully, David's going to.
Yes.
And you know that for a fact. And they were just this sold on this kid. And the other thing that you got to keep in mind is this kid, and I do Big Ten football, so I've watched him in a snowstorm in Iowa, in a snowstorm in Michigan in front of 100,000 plus, which is more than he'll play in a punting the football. And so this kid is not coming from Southern California or someplace where you're going to say, wow, is he going to be able to handle the crowd? Is he going to be able to handle the weather, the wind, the snow? He's done it.
Plus, he's no kid. He'll be 27 by the time he punts for the Bears.
Good point.
So he's a professional already, and he's more mature and experienced than most rookies.
Win one game. Win one or two games because of field position.
Well, that's
– and it's worth it.
And it's well worth it.
Right?
Let me ask you this, though. You look at Braxton Jones, Tevin Jenkins. I believe Ryan Bates right now is going to be the center. We'll see. Nate Davis.
Yep.
Darnell
yep.
Wright.
I'm with
you. Darnell Wright, you feel good about because he's a drafted player.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Should improve. I'm not sure you feel fantastic about their offensive line. I'm being honest.
I don't. And the guy they drafted – God, yeah. I wish they would have said Fluce met him in an alley somewhere, not yeah, on a, right. not, on a, not, on a private,
exactly.
not on a yeah, private so golf funny. Club. But no, we're kidding.
Joking.
We're all joking with that. But
normally you see the retired player on the golf course.
I agree with you. You know, I don't. Nate Davis hasn't proved that he can play consistently and stay healthy. Tevin Jenkins is the same way. We don't know about the center moving in there. I do like Braxton Jones to keep getting better, but is he going to be good enough? I don't know. I agree with you, Molly. One or two injuries on that offensive line, and we could be right back to where we were.
Yeah, don't you have to assume they're going to have one or two injuries on the offensive line based on health of
Jenkins and Davis? And, yeah, those guys have been injury-prone. They fall into that box.
How many offensive tackles did you ever draft out of Yale or the Ivy League?
Yeah.
Typically, you're going to Wisconsin, Ohio State, Notre Dame, you know, the SEC. I think Amagaji is a project. I don't know how much he'll be able to compete this year, but he does give you some depth.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, let's get back to the depth chart because we've got to talk about this. You feel very good about Andrew Billings, I'm guessing.
Yep, I do.
Jervon Dexter.
Yep, I do.
DeMarcus Walker. You feel good about Montez Sweat.
Yep.
They drafted a guy who is a part-time, maybe up-and-coming Austin Booker, a guy that
interesting, you know?
Is an interesting player. But, Dave, if you get to camp, before you get to camp, and you got 37-year-old Calais Campbell, who once played for Flusi, and you got Yannick Ngakoue, who knows? I don't know what he is or where he is or how healthy he is. He played okay at the end of the year, and then he got hurt. If he's healthy, do you add to that group? Do you feel like they're a defensive lineman short on that side of the ball, or do you like the group of players they have?
Probably. I mean, I think Walker, we know what he is. You know, he's been in the league, 8 years? He's been with four different teams, you know? Yep. So he's going to give us a great effort, and he's solid. I'm intrigued by this young guy, Booker. I'm telling you, this is the type of guys, going back to our University of Miami days, that we would covet. I loved getting guys. I was watching his tape, and this kid is athletic, he plays hard. And I think he's got a lot of upside now. If he's I don't know what type of person he is, but there's something there. And I would love to work with this kid and see how far we can develop him and get him stronger. Because he does a lot of things that you don't coach. And whenever you get players, particularly those defensive linemen, between their feet and their hands and their get-off, that do things naturally that you don't have to coach, you work hard on those guys. And I kind of see some stuff in him. I'm really intrigued by this guy.
So if you're Matt Eberflus and you're coming out of this draft, after the free agent period, you've really improved your team. So the first time you're together, OTAs or a mini camp or these off-season workouts, whatever it is, how much do you worry or address managing expectations? There's a fine line there between, you know, getting carried away and setting the bar too high and also, you know, taking advantage of some momentum here. So as a head coach, what's the approach now?
Well, you know, boy, you're right. I think the excitement is going to be what it is. And you know Chicago, I mean, it's not going away. You know, and a little bit like Caleb said, you can't stick your head in the sand and avoid it. So meet it and address it the right way. And I think Flus's personality is good for this because he is steady. You know, he's proven that in bad times. And we haven't had many good, we consider real good yet, but he is steady. So I think that the leadership here will be good for this football team. I think we'll manage expectations. It's part of the deal, guys. I mean, the better you get, people expect more, and you got to deliver. I wish there was an easy answer, David, but we should expect a lot more this football team. We should expect to be a relevant team come December when they're talking playoffs. All those things, I think, are very realistic now. I think all those things are real, and it's not going to be easy. People are, you know, obviously everybody looks at their situation. Everyone's looking at the Bears. Guys, the Vikings, tell you what, J.J. McCarthy, if they waste time with Sam Darnold, look at we're talking about our skill guys. Look at J.J. McCarthy's got up there.
And he's got a coach.
And he got a quarterback coach. He's got a quarterback coach. It does.
And Josh McCown is there.
You don't see it, Dave.
No. I agree with you. I think it's very interesting, though, the way that you put that, Dave, because you are you are a coach who has experience as a head coach. But think about when you were a head coach.
Yep.
Would you have had the same approach? What you just said reflects the reason why we see so many quarterbacks drafted in the first round not succeed, I think. You say he's got to get the keys from day one. You got to let him see. And I agree with that because that's today's NFL. But the bridge guy is almost like an obsolete part in the NFL rosters because Sam Darnold, theoretically, look at the 2021 draft. Why did all those guys fail? Because they weren't developed properly. Nobody was patient. Nobody's patient anymore.
Hey, with the skill they got a couple offensive linemen, their first and second round picks.
Okay.
I would go.
They got Aaron Jones now.
I mean, who is their first game? Because let me tell you, I don't know who. Dustin.
Schedule comes out probably March 11th.
Okay. May 9th or May 16th.
May 9th.
You know what happened? And I hear what you're saying, David. It's a good point. But Sam Darnold, whoever they open up with, is going to throw an interception that first game. And it's over. That time will go upside down.
You know who else is going to throw an interception in the first game? Kirk Cousins. And then everything will be crying for Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, somebody tell me what they were thinking and still think. Unless they're going to trade him. You know, we drafted Troy Aikman and then in June drafted Steve Walsh with the first round pick. But we traded Steve Walsh after and got a first and a second round pick. So unless they're going to trade Penix, that you're right. I feel bad for Kurt. I feel good for Penix because you know what's going to happen in that situation? There's going to be half the locker room that are buddies with Penix, half of them with Kirk Cousins. There'll be a coach that says, God, you know, the young kid looks pretty good. I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Justin Fields, I want to get back – Justin Fields, Caleb Williams, I want to get back to the Bears. I want to get back to him as quarterback. You saw last year, you just mentioned it, they had the worst tackling defense you've seen. Obviously, his receivers are taken in the seventh round. It's not like he had this great receiving core where they got a guy going in the top 10. But you think about him playing last year and developing this kind of feeling that he had to be the home run hitter, that he had to go for broke on most of the plays he was throwing because, number one, they didn't have a lot. He had to score points. That's not the case here. When he gets into the NFL, what you want is you want the ball never to hit the ground. You want these receivers, good as they are, to catch the football. You want to settle for if it's a wide receiver screen, if it's a running back screen, if it's a short pass over the middle, then let the receivers run. How do you take away, or do you try to take away his penchant, his desire to go for the long ball? How do you deal with that?
You know what? That's the one thing, breaking down Caleb, because he was sacked a lot of times.
Yep.
And the checkdowns were there. And I think I've said this before, that that's the number one thing that I would say. And when we're watching tape and we drop a play, because guys are going to be covered here, just like they're covered at USC. And, okay, who's your checkdown? You know, is it the back? Is it the tight end? Whoever. Who's your checkdown? Who's your check, Don? Because he didn't do that.
Yeah.
And I talked to a couple guys, you know, quarterback guys, I mean, that have been around the league, and that was their impression, the reason the guy got sacked. If a guy was covered, he would move in the pocket and wait for guys to try to come open down the field.
His movement wasn't to run. He didn't run. He got away from pressure to try to complete a pass.
There's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference because we've seen enough of quarterbacks escaping to run.
But the NFL demands.
Yeah, you've got to get rid of it quicker. Yep. Keep your eyes down the field.
Yeah, and so that's simple. I mean, and he's not going to want to get hit.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's a whole different deal here. So I don't want to use the challenge, but that's something that he's just going to have to learn, and it's to his advantage. I mean, he's got guys now. I mean, between Swift and the tight ends we got, I mean, he's got a nice, you know, he got guys that can make plays if you get him the ball.
You've never had this problem, Dave, but I think when you have three receivers the caliber the Bears have, how do you keep them all happy? Is that it's a great problem for Shane Waldron to have, but isn't that his responsibility to try to figure that one out?
100%. 100%. And that's why I went back to the Brett Favre, Tom Brady scenario, kind of way it was with them. And they were calling plays. You know, they didn't even wait for Tom to hit the check down. They would call screens. And when in Favre's early year, they were the screen kings, tight end screens, fullback screens, tailback screens, receiver screens. I mean, nobody did more and did them well than the Green Bay Packers in the early days with Brett Favre. And so I think it was twofold. One, you know, helping him mature, get used to reading coverages and everything, and getting high percentage throws.
That's what I want to see from their offense. I want to see him be able to move the chains through. You know, if they throw 60% of the time, I know right. They're going to try to be balanced, but just make first downs. Don't you? And then you get into the red zone, and then you get your touchdown. I'm worried about the idea that everybody is going to want to see the long ball, and we're going to see, you know, you just have to be patient and do what you can do and then develop that stuff as you go along.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about that. And that's why my opening statement was, I didn't want to use the word patient with the fans, but let's be patient a little bit and know that this is a process a little bit. And
that's why that identity question is really interesting and one that we're going to have to revisit, because the Bears have an opportunity or a choice that they have to make. You know, you can be gradual and deliberate in your, I don't know, the development of Caleb Williams. Sounds kind of silly to say you're going to develop Caleb Williams, but you don't want to give him too much too soon, and you can lean into your defense, and you can lean into the running game. Especially if your offensive line strength is blocking the run, you kind of give them a chance to develop a cohesion together. And don't be in such a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, they...
Is this a playoff team?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to put these coaches and everybody on the shelf that way and say it is. Put them on the limb. But I'm going to say...
You just did. You literally just did.
Did I?
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say that come December... they should be relevant as far as playoff talk. And it won't be. It's never easy. We all know that. Got to stay healthy. Everything that's involved with it. But the schedule is going to help them. You know, we don't know the schedule yet. But, God, the teams they play, what do they play? The South, the AFC South, and I mean they should have a.
They go to London too.
They should have a very
got a London game.
Very favorable.
That's good or bad.
Very favorable trip they should or schedule they should have. You know.
It's interesting because you know we don't as we said the schedule's coming up in another couple of weeks and we'll figure all that out. But the Bears are always a big team on nationally televised games. They always deliver an audience for the NFL. It is 7-10 last year. They were on four nationally televised games. There was only four teams in the league that were on all six. You're allowed six of them. So I just wonder, do you think, and the four teams last year, I believe, were Dallas, Buffalo, Kansas City, and weirdly, the Chargers. But maybe going into the season, the quarterback, people thought they were going to be better than they were. I wonder how many nationally televised games the Bears will be on. If they were on four last year when they weren't even a winning team, does that mean they're – I think there were seven teams on five, and four teams that were on all six times. I think the Bears might be one of the four.
They could be, Dave. Yeah. They could be this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that good or bad from their perspective?
I don't think it really matters. From a player, the only thing, you know what matters is Monday night games from a player and coach's perspective. You don't like
Thursday.
Them. Thursday games, you don't like them.
I mean, those six teams probably played twice on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know,
and every team
Bears
probably
played
does.
On
yeah.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. From a fan's perspective, it's great because you're the only show in town. But from a coach's and player's perspective, those night games, they're rough, guys. I mean, they're not – you're sitting around all day, and then you lose a day of work, and you're tired
short
the
week.
Next day,
yeah.
short week. I mean, it's great for the fans, but the players and coaches, it's –
You want noon on Sunday, noon on Sunday, just for your body rhythm. Teams
yep.
love that.
Yep.
But I think they're going to be on a ton of nationally televised games. And I'm going to predict right now that they are on national television the opening weekend of the season.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, you got Green Bay and Brazil, right? And then you got a game on Sunday, then maybe Monday night, the Bears open.
The debut of Caleb Williams as an NFL quarterback is going to be something that the NFL, I think, deems worthy for America to see.
You could put him on against the Packers. You could put him on against the Lions. You could put him on against San Francisco. They play San Francisco this year. What about Houston? Wouldn't that be something if they had the two young quarterbacks, top draft picks
great
a couple years going? A
lot of drama. A lot of good storylines.
How about Minnesota? How about McCarthy?
Yeah.
Wow. Rookie matchup.
Yeah.
That would be something because you got J.J. McCarthy starting from day one.
Sam Darnold, you have him cut.
I think you can start him.
You can start him because then the Bears are going to intercept him, and JJ will be in there by the second quarter.
So who then is not in the playoffs in the division? Who if the Bears are going to make the playoffs? You said they're going to win 10 games and make the playoffs.
That's a good one. I don't know because I think Green Bay should be better.
Yeah,
Minnesota should be better, and we know Detroit's not going away.
Green Bay had a good draft.
Yeah,
you know, and the Lions helped themselves. So
they got the Lions
fun division.
Yep, got secondary help. Right, that's what they needed. They addressed it right off the bat. No, it's the division is going to be that's going to be the challenge for the Bears. How can we win the division? The outside games that they have this year on the schedule will be relatively not easy, but it's going to be the division is going to be the challenge.
It will be because the Bears really you could make the argument have won the offseason.
Roma Dunze said he sees green and he wants to puke. Said that about the Packers.
Oh, boy.
That's a nice way
and
to say it.
And he's not talking about Oregon.
And Montez Sweat said, we will not. Didn't he say
so? Yeah.
That's
right.
That's
yeah,
right.
That carries more weight.
Yeah, that's a guy.
Than a sickly rookie.
Yeah.
Nauseated stomach. Dave, you're the best. Thank you a ton.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll talk. Okay,
all
guys.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.